the UAW did not resort to nationwide strikes against GM when it negotiated contracts in 2011 and 2015. Its members, it had 73,000 at GM at the time, walked out of General Motors plants for 3 days in 2007 before a deal was reached as a recession loomed. The company lost $23 million in 2007. GM has bounced back after its 2009 bankruptcy and government bailout and now employs 49,000 full-time and temporary UAW members. GM has a smaller UAW workforce than its Detroit rivals because larger portions of the vehicles it makes in North America are assembled in Mexico and Canada. While the prospect of a strike has temporarily taken the spotlight off the union's legal troubles, the scandal has made members suspicious of the UAW leadership, said Paul Wohlfarth, a retired UAW member from Toledo who is still active in the union. It seemed like a few bad apples at first, but it's not, he said. It's a whole bushel. Since 2017, nine people have been charged in connection with a variety of schemes in which union money was allegedly used for extravagant personal spending. In one case, Fiat Chrysler's top labor executive bought a Ferrari sports car and renovated his home using funds earmarked for a training center run by the union and the automaker. Late last month, federal agents raided Mr. Jones's home in Canton, Michigan, a Hazelwood, Missouri regional office that Mr. Jones previously headed. The union's Black Lake Retreat in Onaway, Michigan, and the Corona, California home of Mr. Jones's predecessor, Dennis Williams. On Thursday, Vance Pearson, a senior union official who worked closely with Mr. Jones, was charged with embezzlement, money laundering, wire fraud, conspiracy, and other offenses. The prosecutor's complaint said Mr. Pearson and other senior UAW officials spent union funds on luxury villas in Palm Springs, California, golf clubs, clothing, expensive champagne, liquors, and cigars. Mr. Pearson took part in union meetings and the strike vote on Sunday, a union spokesman confirmed.